I-495 is closed due to structural issues. What's being done to get traffic moving again on the interstate? And was this an oversight?
Well, no, I mean, our Department of Transportation is actually having a press conference at 2 o'clock to bring people up to speed. I mean, I think this is something that basically came to our attention on Friday. I think an engineer working on a nearby project said it was something that they thought we ought to take a look at. We did. We found some tilting of beams out there. And so now we've got, you know, all of the appropriate experts taking a hard look.
Now, this bridge I read was last inspected, it's every 2 years, so 2012
right, exactly.
was the last time. So this was part of the scheduled inspection?
This was not. The next right. Schedule for this bridge was in a few months. So this was not part of a, you know, the regular review. This came up as somebody nearby, an engineer, took a look. He thought it looked a little, he saw something that didn't look quite right. He encouraged our Department of Transportation to get out there and take a look, which, of course, they did. And they have enough concerns that they really felt that we needed to shut it down and take a more a deeper look, which is what's happening right now.
2 years ago isn't that long ago. Do you feel like this might lead to a different way of doing this? They might be inspecting more frequently, especially for such a large.
No, I think the two years has worked for us for a long time. But I think I'm not going to prejudge. They've got the engineers and the consultants out there looking right now to figure out what happened, and to we'll make our decisions from there.
Are you worried about day-to-day commerce being affected?
Well, I mean, anytime you have to close down a major roadway like this, it's a concern. But frankly, when you have the public safety at risk like this, it just this was the thing to do, and so we're going to work through it as quickly as we can. Premature for me to say how long that might take. Hopefully, we'll know more soon. But again, we. We want to get it up and running as soon as possible, but we're not going to have people on that bridge if they're in danger.
Does the state plan for these things? I mean, anything could happen on one of these major highways.
It's hard. We do have, I think, one of the better inspection schedules amongst states around the country. We have a pretty good sense of the condition of our various roads and bridges. But this is one reason that we have to continue to invest in our transportation infrastructure.
And you don't know when it's going to reopen.
I do not. I think, we've got engineers out there as we speak, and I'm eagerly awaiting to hear what they find.